about the thing he would challenge, but about his own foresight. He kept thinking he had forgotten something, but he had reviewed 4 decades of notes without detecting a flaw in his chosen approach. Any reasonably educated apprentice should be able to follow his formulation. He spat into a corner. "Antiquarian's cowardice," he muttered. "Old-fashioned fear of the unknown." Stancil returned. "Mom's got them into a game of throws. I wondered what Snoopy was yelling about. Got everything?" "Yes." "Okay. Go down and kibitz. I'll be there after I set up. We'll do it after they're in bed."
"Okay."
"Stance, are you ready?"
"I'm okay, Pop. I just had the jitters last night. It's not every day I see a man killed by ghosts."
"Better get a feel for that kind of thing. It happens." Stancil looked blank. "You're sneaking studies on Black Campus, aren't you?"
Black Campus was that hidden side of the university on which wizards learned their trade. Officially, it did not exist. Legally, it was prohibited. But it was there. Bowman's was a laureate graduate. Stancil gave one sharp nod and left.
"I thought so," Bowman's whispered and wondered. "How black are you, son?"
He pottered around till he had triple-checked everything, till he realized that caution had become an excuse for not socializing.
"You're something," he mumbled to himself.
One last look. Chart laid out, candles, bowl of quicksilver, silver dagger, herbs, sensors.
He still had that feeling. What the hell could I have missed?
Throws was essentially 4-player checkers. The board was 4 times the usual size. Players played from each side. An element of chance was added by throwing a die before each move. If a player's throw came up 6, he could move any combination of pieces 6 moves. Checkers rules generally applied, except that a jump could be declined. Snoopy appealed to Bowman's the moment he appeared.
"They're ganging up on me."
She was playing opposite Jasmine. Glory and Tokar were on her flanks. Bowman's watched a few moves. Tokar and the older sister were in cahoots. Conventional elimination tactics. On impulse, Bowman's controlled the fall of the die when it came to Snoopy. She threw a 6, squealed, sent men charging all over. Bowman's wondered if he had been that rich in adolescent enthusiasm and optimism. He eyed the girl. How old? 14. He made Tokar throw a 1, let Jasmine and Glory have what fate decreed, then gave Snoopy another 6 and Tokar another 1. After a 3rd time around, Tokar grumbled, "This is getting ridiculous." The balance of the game had shifted. Glory was about to abandon him and side with her sister against Jasmine. Jasmine gave Bowman's the fisheye when Snoopy threw yet another 6. He winked, let Tokar throw free. A 2. Tokar grumbled, "I'm on the comeback trail now." Bowman's wandered into the kitchen, poured himself a mug of beer. He returned to find Snoopy on the edge of disaster again. Her play was so frenetic she had to throw 4s or better to survive. Tokar, on the other hand, played a tediously conservative game, advancing in echelon, trying to occupy his flank.